Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Anna.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Stefan Sugat is a former interim manager for finance and accounting. He helps business owners and managers to gain clarity, boost focus, and take empowered action to increase profitability and cash flow while creating the business and life they want. So, Stefan, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Yeah, thanks, Anna, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being here. So tell me from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So my industry is coaching, and I guess also when I take a look back to interim management, it has its impact there as well. So, but let's start with coaching. AI has a lot of capabilities that probably a lot of people think, well, you're talking to a computer. But recently, when I use AI, I had a feeling like I was talking to someone. And that's exactly what coaching is. It's about talking with someone, you know, verifying ideas, yeah, getting feedback. Of course, it's something different if you talk to a human being, but the outcome that you have from an AI tool, that's it's pretty awesome already. So I think with the time, even coaching will have tools from an AI perspective. So let's say if you have a business owner looking for feedback about some ideas, AI could give a good prompt, right? Give some ideas and if that's on target or something. And if that business owner believes I need some more input, then you still can switch to a human being, right? So it doesn't mean you just give up the connection with human beings, but AI could be the first go-to, right? And we see it with chatbots already, right? A chatbot is kind of like a coaching bot. And I remember there was something 2 years ago I read about a business that already created something like a chatbot for coaching, chatbot, but not an AI tool. So from my perspective, there will be no getaway from coaches going into AI as well. The question is to which extent, but I can't answer that question right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you're saying because yes, definitely there can be AI assistants that are trained to be coaches. And the benefit that I see here is that they work 24/7 and they give very objective responses. Well, it depends on how it's trained for it to not make things up.
But, absolutely.
But if it's trained correctly, they will give good answers. They will work 24/7. And for you as a coach, if you have this AI assistant trained to be like, let's say like your clone, it will reduce your workload and let you probably pay more attention or work more, work deeper in what you need and not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. So from one perspective, you're totally right. It will increase my productivity as a coach, right? So on the other hand, as you just mentioned, I could even focus on the topics that are left out from where let's say users of the AI tool, the coaching tool, don't get the answers they are trying to get, right? So you can go deeper, much deeper. And that's probably about something like emotional topics, right? Even in business, and that's something a lot of people have dismissed in the past, emotions play a big role, right? So, and when it comes to emotions, it's nothing about AI, right? There's no AI tool that can help you with human interactions or how to deal with your emotions.
Of course.
You can get lead into the right direction, of course, but at the end, it might help to talk with someone who is face to face with you.
Yes. No, it's
So, and that's exactly what I think. And even with even business matters, the AI tool can give you some suggestions, even detailed suggestions. But then maybe there comes a moment where you say, well, now it's a moment I need to talk to a real person, right? And that's
Precisely.
something I experience in my own life so many times, right? You learn something, and one moment in time, you say, now I need to talk to an expert.
Precisely. You know, it's a very important word that you used here. It's a tool. So it's not for the AI to take over what you do. It's just a tool to augment you and to brainstorm and to give you probably some different perspectives that maybe you didn't think about. But at the point of, all right, now I need to deal with emotions, I need to make a choice. So we as human beings need to make a choice. Okay, the AI gave me these options. Now I need to choose with my creativity that the computer doesn't have what to do with this.
Exactly. And you just mentioned something. It's a tool, and even so, this tool can give you so many different perspectives. And that's even while I do my work with the AI tools I use right now, it's sometimes amazing when you have your prompts in there and you say, okay, let's give me some ideas. And then ideas come out, you just think, oh, I didn't thought of that, but that's a good topic. Right? So it's really it's we you we that's AI has not the not this this limited perspective that we sometimes have. Even if we have an already wide perspective and are open to a lot of things, but then comes AI and just brings up even more perspectives. And that's something where I say that, and that's beautiful.
It is beautiful because also we have all the knowledge from all the humanity in there. And by going and talking to the machine in a natural language and asking, okay, what do you think about this? It will give you all the knowledge in the world summarized for you to, like, you're thinking maybe about something, one thing, and it gives you all these different perspectives. And now you have a rainbow of things to choose and to then make your own decision and your own idea. It's, I think it's amazing. You know, just it's in it's a tool to benefit humans.
Absolutely,
It's not
absolutely.
about the AI, it's about us benefiting from it.
Exactly. The only thing that we have to admit is the more ideas we get out of it, the more it can overwhelm us. So we have to have a strategy how to deal with what we get out of AI tools, right? So we have to really focus, what is it that I want from AI? What is it, for example, if I have the idea about a blog post or something, and I need some ideas or need some outline, and AI brings me so many more topics, and I say, okay, wait a minute, is this all on purpose what I thought initially when I was getting to my AI tool? So we have to really be cautious that we don't get overwhelmed by all this output and ideas that we get from AI, right? You just say it's amazing how many ideas you get, but we really have to just say, hey, wait a minute, I was about to do this, and just stick to that and get the most out of it with the tool I have. Right?
Awesome. Yes, amazing. So, Stefan, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So I serve business owners and managers of small and mid-sized businesses. And as you said in my bio, it's all about having clarity, boost focus, and take action. And taking action means not only external, but also internal, because it all starts within yourself, with the thought, with the feelings you have. And it becomes clear that it's what you focus on. That is something that your life becomes. So to reaching out to me, it's best to just check out my website. It's selfcoaching365.com. And you find several opportunities there, courses. You can join my newsletter. And as well, you can just get a member of the website and get in contact with myself.
Love it. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Stefan Tsugat, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting selfcoaching365.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.